Hear then the parable of the sower. When anyone hears the word of the kingdom and does not understand it, the evil one comes and snatches away what is sown in the heart. This is what was sown on the path. As for what was sown on rocky ground, this is the one who hears the word and immediately receives it with joy. Yet such a person has no root, but only endures for a while. And when trouble or persecution arises on account of the word, that person immediately falls away. As for what was sown among thorns, this is the one who hears the word, but the cares of the world and the lure of wealth choke the word, and it yields nothing. But as for what was sown on good soil, this is the one who hears the word and understands it, who indeed bears fruit and yields in one case 100-fold, in another 60, and in another 30. Thus ends the reading of the gospel. Today, July 24th, would have been my sister's birthday. I always think of her on this day, just as I always think of my mom on her birthday in August. They were both Presbyterians and belonged to the church where I was baptized. They both taught me a lot about being faithful, right up to the minute they died. It was they who heard God's word and understood it. I only wish that I had told them that when they were alive. I trust they know it now. In the first reading today from Exodus, God speaks the familiar words of the Ten Commandments. And then in the gospel, Jesus tells his disciples the parable of the sower, also familiar with its seed sown on the path, on rocky soil, among thorns, and finally on rich soil. Both are readings that are not only familiar, but describe different moments in our own lives. My sister and my mom both faced extraordinary losses in their lives, and yet they remained faithful. Those words remind me of the people who are incarcerated in Wisconsin. Many of them did horrible things when they were young, for which they are sorry now, but which have also permanently scarred others. Yet they are living faithful lives now, even as they face the extraordinary loss of years of their life. And we live with the loss of their energy, creativity, and work in our economy. Did they know the commandments? Some did. But young or high on drugs or alcohol, they were in no condition to think. Whether the seed was tossed onto their path, rocky soil, or among the thorns of their lives, they were unable to act in a way that kept others safe and kept them out of trouble. There, but for the grace.